Here's today's No Sweat News, the morning rat race from 95.9 The Rat. No Sweat News, final three stories that might win you the Rat Fest tickets for tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
Godsmack and Shinedown, going to be an epic show.
We revisit yesterday's Yanni or Laurel debate, which melted Gotz's brain when he went from a Yanni person to a Laurel person live on air.
Literally changed his opinion. I think his hearing was affected, or he just went insane.
Here's how it all started. A high school freshman in Georgia by the name of Katie Hertzel got the debate going last Friday when she was studying for literature class, and one of the vocabulary words she needed to look up was the word Laurel. So she used the internet, went to vocabulary.com, and played a clip and read the definition and played the clip and then realized, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like what I'm expecting. She heard Yanni, not Laurel. So she said, wait a minute, and she got her friends all around and played it again. What do you hear? And they all got in a big argument as to whether they heard Yanni or whether they heard Laurel.
Wow.
And that is how it started.
Laurel. Laurel.
Now you hear Laurel, am I right?
I hear Laurel.
Yeah, me too. The very first time I heard it, I heard Yanni, but then it, like Gotz, it switched for me too.
Wow.
Just I didn't lose my mind when it happened.
I've only heard Laurel.
So that is how it all started.
Laurel. Laurel.
Okay.
Okay, there
Fantastic.
You go.
Fantastic.
That's all I got behind.
Okay, we just got a little lesson.
Update. A little update.
Okay.
So, the kid.
There you go.
All right, so Dateline Florida for story number two. Brittany Ann Clenny, boy, she is in love with her boyfriend.
Don't tell me her boyfriend's name is Laurel, otherwise I'm going to jump out of a window.
No, we actually know his name thanks to the graffiti that she did on a new park in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. She got herself a big purple can of spray paint or a big can of purple spray paint and did all kinds of cool graffiti in the park professing her love to her boyfriend.
Oh, there is a problem with that. It's considered graffiti.
Yeah. The other problem is that she actually wrote out his name and signed it with hers. John Ryan Wilson, you stole my heart and I love it, signed Brittany. And so when they investigated, they said, that's $10,000 worth of damages and we know exactly who did this.
Come on, Brittany. So, it's called an alias.
Don't sign your graffiti.
Don't you know anything about Banksy?
Right.
The guy's not, that's not his actual name on his birth certificate. Right. It's probably like Richard Cromwell or something very British.
Something like that. The cops tracked her down because she literally used her boyfriend's full name, even middle name.
That was dopey. If you're going to be a street artist, quote unquote, you got to think of code names.
Pseudonym is
required. Alias.
Stage name.
Yes.
Dateline California for the final story of the week. Fresno, to be exact. Earlier this month, David Seal broke into a law firm. He popped the lock in the lobby, and when he got inside, he did a little celebratory dance. And it was that celebratory dance where he was like breakdancing, you know, the popping and locking that they do with their arms and feet and shoulders and all that.
Like a robot type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was that celebratory dance that specific moment that his face was caught on the security cameras. And that specific moment was actually captured. And that's how they all knew it was David Seal who was breaking into the law firm instead of some guy just wearing a hoodie.
You don't celebrate like it's an end zone dance and you just got a touchdown.
Only when you get back home with the stuff
when
you stole.
You're safe and sound, exactly, with the stolen goods.
Now, he's a pretty good popper and locker, and you can go see the video because we have it on our website and over at facebook.com/95.9TheRat. Just look for the caught on security camera because he stopped to dance in the middle of his break-in post.
Oh, I'm going to check this out.
It's pretty good. And does the shoulder thing.
Oh, this guy is good.
Shoots over with the left and the right.
I haven't seen anyone pop and lock like this since Rerun from What's Happening. This guy's awesome.
I like it.
Too bad he's a criminal. Otherwise, I was going to say, go to the Gong Show.
He's going to be locking something. It's called a jail cell, I think.
Right.
That's the No Sweat News. Tomorrow, we do the quiz. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News feature this week. One I made up yesterday at about 4:20. And if you can spot that phony story, boom, you have a great shot at seeing Godsmack and Shinedown.
Nice.